what do you do about him refusing to accept the results? I mean, you can say here in America, you can't do that, but he couldn't do all those other things too, and he did them.
Welcome to episode 13 of Inside Without Now, a podcast brought to you by volunteers with RefuseFascism.org. I'm Sam Goldman, one of those volunteers and host of this podcast. A lot of people are worried sick about what the world will look like after another 4 years of Trump in office, and many are rightfully worried about what Trump and the Republican Party are enacting right now to create the election results they want, regardless of the will of the people. Commentators have predicted different scenarios for how the combination of the pandemic, voter suppression, and intimidation, with the undermining of the Postal Service now underway, will result in chaos. Chaos that the Trump-Pence regime is plotting to take advantage of in order to hold on to power and consolidate a fascist USA. His DHS troops trial runs in cities like Portland foreshadow what he plans to unleash on people protesting in the aftermath of a murky election, or even in the run-up to the election. For those of you closely watching, these predictions should beg the question, why should we wait until he illegitimately steals the elections to take to the streets? We should not, and we must not. Refuse Fascism is calling for a nationwide day of united protests demanding Trump-Pence out now. This is a demand that anyone and everyone can take up and bring into the movements you're already a part of. We all need to confront the existential threat that faces us from the White House and unite to make this demand real. Today, we're sharing a variety of comments from activists and writers involved with this movement to drive out this regime. Then, I want to share with you some of the concrete ways you can participate wherever you are, including how you can set up a protest on September 5 in your area. First, we'll hear a segment analyzing some of the likely scenarios around the election from the RNL show, which aired on YouTube this past Thursday.
The 2020 presidential elections will not be normal elections. In fact, they will be like none other in recent times. They will be a focal point in the struggle over whether the U.S. is going to become a fascist country. And what people do in this complex situation will matter greatly.
There is a tradition in this country, in fact, one of the prides of this country, is the peaceful transition of power, and that no matter how hard fought a campaign is, that at the end of the campaign, that the loser concedes to the winner, not saying that you're necessarily going to be the loser or the winner, but that the loser concedes to the winner and that the country comes together in part for the good of the country. Are you saying you're not prepared now to commit to that principle?
What I'm saying is that I will tell you at the time. I'll keep you in suspense.
Well, okay? Chris.
Can you give a direct answer? You will accept the election?
I have to see. Look, I have to see. No, I'm not going to just say yes. I'm not going to say no. And I didn't last time either.
Since June of this year, groups of politicians, academics, and military officials have been quietly meeting to run simulations and game out scenarios. What if President Trump refuses to concede a loss, as he publicly hinted he might do? How far could he go to preserve his power? Diverse voices in the U.S. are expressing concern that the Trump-Pence regime has no intention of leaving office, regardless of the results of the election. And these fears are justified. Not only has Trump repeatedly tweeted in opposition to the whole idea of using mail-in ballots, he has also floated the idea of postponing the elections altogether. Trump and the Republicans are doing everything they can to cheat and steal the election, suppressing voters who are likely to vote against Trump, and at the same time, delegitimizing the election beforehand, claiming in advance that the process is rigged. Then, if they lose, they can try to hold on to power while contesting or denying the results. In the name of preventing voter fraud, states are passing laws that restrict what does and doesn't qualify as proper identification for voting. Texas passed a law that specified that a gun license could be used as voter ID, but a state university ID could not. On its face, it seems neutral and pointless. But once you find out that 80% of gun licenses are issued to white people, while 50% of state university students are people of color, the point of voter ID laws like this become clear. In May of 2020, the New York Times reported that the Republican Party had launched a $20 million campaign to recruit up to 50,000 poll watchers to challenge ballots and voters deemed suspicious. If you look at what these fascists are actually saying and doing, it becomes clear that what they mean by suspicious is people of color, and what they mean by monitor is intimidate. Listen to this audio of voter suppression activists at a February strategy session that included the organization True the Vote, a group that lobbies for tougher restrictions on voting.
Do you want to go into an inner city precinct or a tribal precinct and be the Republican there to oversee things? I mean, that is not a comfortable place to be, and that's where this fraud happens.
You want to talk about people who understand and respect law and order and chain of command. You get some SEALs in those polls, and they're going to say, no, this is what it says, and this is how we're going to play this show, and that's what we need.
After the conference, True the Vote launched its Continue to Serve website, specifically to sign up ex-cops and ex-military. Think about that. Ex-cops and ex-military. Ex-cops and ex-military. In the wake of the police murdering George Floyd and racist vigilantes murdering Ahmaud Arbery, imagine the impact on Latinos, whether immigrants or not, of poll watchers demanding, "Show me your papers." This Republifascist push for poll watchers is aimed at nothing less than scaring black and brown people away from polling places. At the same time, fascist forces led by Trump are launching an all-out assault on the legitimacy and integrity of this election if they are not successful in these efforts to engineer an electoral win. The way they are doing this is by claiming in advance that the election is rigged. Trump has led the charge on this by attacking mail-in or absentee voting, which is going to be much more common this year due to the pandemic. Various researchers have put forward that mail-in voting is a virtually fraud-proof method, already widely used throughout the U.S., especially by seniors, rural people, and those in the military, constituencies that usually lean Republican. But now that this will be increasingly needed and used by Black, Latino, and Native people, it's become a target for the fascists. On May 24th, Trump tweeted, "The United States cannot have all mail-in ballots. It will be the greatest rigged election in history." 4 days later, it was, "Mail-in voting will lead to massive fraud and abuse. It will also lead to the end of our great Republican Party." Through cutting funding and hours for the Postal Service, the Trump-Pence regime is hobbling the ability of the Postal Service to function ahead of an election where its services are vital. He is working to create a self-fulfilling prophecy meant to sow doubt and confusion around the results. Looking forward to Election Day, given what Trump has already said and done, consider how things could play out if Trump loses the election. His supporters including the armed ones, the tough people, and the bikers for Trump, could be mobilized and pour into the streets to defend him, perhaps backed or even led by the rapid deployment forces he has created. As Bob Avakian recently emphasized,
Trump is not only seeking to suppress the votes of people who will vote against him, but is also preparing to utilize forceful, violent repression to remain in office if he is not declared the winner in the election.
This, together with the likely confusion created by the pandemic and a massive increase in mail-in voting, could provide the basis for the regime to dig in. All of this is very dangerous and needs to be opposed as part of the movement to drive out this regime now.
Trump is out now!
Right now!
Right now!
Right now!
Right now!
Right now!
Right now!
That was a segment from The RNL Show, which airs on YouTube every Thursday night. Now we'll hear actor Jodie Sweetin read the call for protests on September 5 and some comments from Andy Z, a co-initiator of Refuse Fascism and one of the hosts of The RNL Show.
Hi, you guys. I'm Jodie Sweetin, and I want to read something to you from Refuse Fascism that I think is incredibly important right now. As Trump threatens the elections and sends fascist stormtroopers into cities, build for united nationwide mass protests on Saturday, September 5th, to demand Trump-Pence out now. We are speeding towards an election that Trump is already contesting and now threatens to delay. This election, if there is an election, will be a showdown over the form of rule in this country. Will the Trump-Pence regime hold on to power and be given a mandate to violently suppress dissent and criminalize protest? Will the regime that brands as their enemy all those who struggle for a better world, whether for Black lives or the environment or immigrants' rights, be unleashed to exact revenge aimed at destroying our ability to stand up again? This and worse is unfolding right now, and it has a name: fascism. Now is the time to marshal the people for a determined struggle to demand the Trump-Pence regime out now. All who have been demonized and criminalized by this regime and the millions who hate Trump and what he stands for must unite with an unwavering resolve to remove this regime from power the soonest possible time. A fierce battle for our future is underway. The energy that millions of people from many different nationalities, backgrounds, and political beliefs brought to the streets across this country after the horrific murder of George Floyd, and the determination that thousands brought to the streets of Portland to stand strong against Trump's stormtroopers can and must become the force to remove this hateful regime from power. For more than 3 years, people have relied on the normal channels to stop this regime, only to watch them turn into dead ends. But the months of Black Lives Matter protests show how dread can be transformed into hope. Our power is sustained, mass, nonviolent protest in the streets. Our strength is our diversity. Our demand is for justice. These are the ingredients that have driven out hated regimes and corrupt leaders around the world, from South Korea in 2017, to Armenia in 2018, and to Puerto Rico in 2019. Using voter suppression and gerrymandering, unfounded accusations of voter fraud, mainly by immigrants and Black people, attacks on mail-in ballots, which are completely legal, and a plan to recruit ex-military and police as poll watchers to challenge voters that they deem suspicious. The Trump-Pence regime has shown its determination to maintain a stranglehold on power through legal and extra-legal means. Even talk of canceling or indefinitely postponing the elections is not outside the realm of possibility, as we have seen. Relying on the upcoming elections without a mass struggle now to demand the removal of the regime is a mistake with catastrophic consequences for people in this country and around the world. We cannot wait for the Trump-Pence regime to further delegitimize and degrade the elections. Just as the German people could not have stopped their genocidal fascist program without driving out Hitler and the Nazi regime, We must act with all our resolve to drive this regime out of power. Allowing this 21st century fascist regime, led by a demented bully with his finger on the nuclear trigger, to consolidate its rule in the most powerful country in the world is to foreclose on a future for humanity and the planet. There is no painless resolution to this deepening crisis. In the words of the great abolitionist Frederick Douglass, if there is no struggle, there is no progress. Those who profess to favor freedom and yet deprecate agitation are men who want crops without plowing up the ground. They want rain without thunder and lightning. They want the ocean without the awful roar of its many waters. Power concedes nothing without a demand. And to stop a vicious American fascism that threatens the very future of our humanity, the necessary and unifying demand for every struggle for justice to advance is that Trump, Pence, out now. This regime has already gone after the most vulnerable while continually expanding the groups of people in its crosshairs. Even if you survive that, what will you be forced to accept in the process? Who will you become as you accept the unacceptable? We have everything to lose if we wait, but everything to gain if we act now to bring millions into the streets refusing to accept a fascist America. There are two futures before us. Which one we get is up to us. In the name of humanity, we refuse to accept a fascist America.
So that is the call for September 5th from refusefascism.org. Saying again that allowing a regime like this to consolidate its rule in the most powerful country in the world is to foreclose on a future for humanity and the planet. And we have everything to lose if we wait, but everything to gain if we act now to bring millions into the streets refusing to accept a fascist America. And September 5th is the day when we want to bring that together. The power of the people is extraordinary when it's wielded with determination and increasing numbers of masses of people coming back and being unrelenting in their demand. And in this case, on September 5th, it is a single demand that can unify all the different movements for social justice, not for everything that they're concerned about, but on the most essential thing right now, which is stopping the consolidation of fascism for the reasons that we've been discussing all show. The Trump-Pence regime out now is a demand that whether you've been in the streets for black lives and against the police murder, whether you've been in the streets and working in the courts or whatever you've been doing to prevent the deportation of immigrants and that you fight for reproductive rights for women and for LGBTQ rights, fighting around the environment to prevent our planet from being destroyed, and if you are alarmed and concerned about the threat of nuclear war, all of these reasons are things that should drive everyone to come together and demand that this regime go, because if it doesn't go, the future is in peril. How will this make a difference? I think we have to just look at what was accomplished in the wake of the murder of George Floyd. First of all, first thousands of people came out with determination and said, enough, we're not going to see this kind of boot on the neck anymore. It was quite literally that. Youth came out, all different nationalities. Here in Los Angeles, we've had the Revolution Club to protest to bring black and brown together. There were millions of white youth there determined to fight for black lives. This is a big development in this country, potentially the largest protest in the history of this country that was sustained and is still going on in places of 65 days. This changed the conversation because people kept coming back. They were met with, first by the police, rubber bullets, tear gas. The media was against them. And then gradually people kept coming back and coming back. And it was taking place in small towns in rural America as well as in the big cities. This made a difference. I haven't seen anything, and most people have never seen anything like this, where the Confederate statues finally were being torn down. And not only that, but even some of the founders of this country, racist and white supremacist past, were being called into question. This is because the youth and all the other people were being unrelenting in their determination to say at that point that black lives matter. Now, all of that is held in jeopardy now. It's held in the balance if this regime coalesces, and it needs to be driven out from power. But look again at the power that we saw. A lot of this was focused in Washington, D.C., in front of the White House at Lafayette Park. But what did Trump do? He had his military come clear the park. Black Hawk helicopters, stun guns, tear gas. And then he marched with the top brass, the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, which is the highest ranking military officer in the United States, marched with him. They cleared the path, pushed the protesters away so Trump could stand in front of St. John's Church with a Bible and declare his allegiance to the fascist, Christian fascist base that he has. But what happened right after that? Outrage happened. People took to the streets in greater numbers. It was denounced. People came back and they came back and they came back. And there was a wave of protests. Even opinion makers in the newspapers and other politicians began to say, whoa, wait a second. And you had the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, apologize to the people of this country for the use of federal forces to do this, to crush legitimate protests, in contradiction to his boss, to the chain of command, the President of the United States, Donald Trump. This gives you, in one instance, a sense of the power of the people when they stick to their demand and get into the streets in these kinds of numbers. And this wasn't just for some, just make some adjustment in the police force here or there, or have the bring in social workers to deal with some of the things that the police are doing. This was about some fundamental questions of white supremacy as the foundation of this country. And imagine this. Imagine millions of people being in the streets in a sustained way, demanding that the Trump-Pence regime must go now. Think of the political crisis that would cause if that was unrelenting. Think of what it means to be going up against the millions of people for whom Trump can do no wrong and who want to see that white supremacist Christian fascist society hammered into place. You could change a lot. We could change a lot. But it is not going to happen with just a one-off protest. It is not going to happen with just a few thousand people protesting. It's not going to happen with each movement into its own tent. All these movements have to come into this struggle, yes, with all the demands from the various different streams of that struggle, but everybody saying that we have a common interest in the future of humanity, that this regime be gone, which is why Refuse Fascism from its inception, since Sarah Taylor and I were part of the foundation of forming of Refuse Fascism, and our key stand and slogan was, in the name of humanity, we refuse to accept a fascist America. This protest that begins September 5th, and then we have to be continuing and getting to the point where it is day after day, night after night, has the power to put a stop to this and to strengthen our struggle for what is to come running into the election, through the election, and certainly in its aftermath if it comes to that and we don't drive him from power sooner.
That was actor Jody Sweetin reading the call for protests on September 5. You can follow her on Twitter and Instagram at Jody Sweetin, where you will see she has urged her followers to donate to Refuse Fascism. We also heard from Andy Z. You can catch his commentary on a weekly basis on the RNL show on YouTube. We're going to hear more about why you need to join the protests on September 5 from longtime activist Carl Dix and writer Paul Street shortly. But first, I want to read a couple more comments from people who are organizing to make September 5 happen. Celeste, North Carolina. I'm afraid of the lack of any rule of law and the fascism we see daily. John, Pennsylvania. Trump is doing everything possible to undermine our democracy and the next election. Wendy, New York. I want to help join in the fight of saving our beloved country. Morton. The Trump-Pence administration poses a grave threat to American rule of law, democracy, and with the looming threat of climate change, to the future of all civilization and organized life on the planet. Eric, Pennsylvania. It needs to happen. The broken system needs to go. Lisa, Oklahoma. This country is being torn apart for one man's own agenda. Trump is the epitome of a fascist and needs to be stopped now.
What we have to do to inspire people is a combination of bringing to them the reality. This is really what's going on, and not allowing them to continue to view it like something is going to take care of this for us. Because there are real horrors happening right now, and there is a qualitative leap in horror looming before us. And it should have been horrible enough already. Let's just say that. You see a pandemic sweeping the globe, and then you have this fascist bully who is denying science, telling you, don't believe what your eyes are showing you, what you hear through your ears. We've got it under control, even as it continues to spiral out of control. That should have done something to people. It should have done something to people when he saw the white supremacist rallying in Charlottesville and found many fine people among them. And I was in Charlottesville. There were no fine people out there with the Nazi, the swastikas, the Confederate flags, marching to unite the right. Those were not fine people. People didn't end up there by accident. They came there to advance white supremacy, and that's what they did. And that's why he thought they were fine people. That should have been enough. But it needs to be real clear to you as you're looking for the next channel of the system to take care of this for you. Remember all those other channels you thought were going to work and didn't. You know, remember all the times people said he can't do that, and he did it anyway and got away with it, got on TV and broke laws by soliciting foreign involvement in the U.S. elections and got away with it. People need to actually look at that and get what that means. They need to get what it means that he's delegitimizing the elections in advance, talking about postponing it. Then they need to look at the potential that our actions could do, which is the real power that we have. It isn't lining up at the ballot box, because if you zero in on that and say that's what you're going to rely on, what do you do about him refusing to accept the results? I mean, you can say here in America, you can't do that, but he couldn't do all those other things too, and he did them. And he has already shown you that he has regular, irregular, and unofficial forces to back that up. But then think about what happened to the governor of Puerto Rico when people in Puerto Rico determined we refuse to accept. Think about what happened to the president of South Korea when people in South Korea determined we were going to refuse to accept this. I think it was back in 2017. Think about what people have done in the streets, and then think about the difference it will make if people here are in the streets. And not in the streets at the time of the election, but in the streets starting now. That's the importance of September 5th. People really need to take this up in all the ways that Sam was talking about and come up with some other ways to take it up, to build up towards it, so that there is a force acting all over this country around the demand Trump Pence out now. And think of what that can mean in terms of putting us in position to go up against this fascist bully as they continue to deny science and cause needless death and suffering around the pandemic, as they continue to hold immigrants in concentration camps on the border. As they continue to have people in prisons that are petri dishes for the spread of the coronavirus. All of the other things, as they send the federal agents into places to go after protesters and other places, or maybe the same places, to go after Black and brown people. Think of what we can do in opposition to that. I thought that Andy Z's commentary was very important in terms of presenting to people, this is what's happening. You can't say you don't know about it. You know, it's questionable to listen to the German people say they didn't know anything was happening as Jewish people got taken out of society, put in ghettos, and then moved out of the ghettos to somewhere outside the country. It is questionable, you know, I don't buy that you didn't know it was happening. What you knew was that it wasn't happening to you, and you hoped it wouldn't spread, and you hoped only those others would get it. Well, look, you see it happening now. There's video of it. It's right out there in front of you, and you have to decide, are you going to accept that, or are you going to act to stop it? And stop thinking that something else will take care of it. Because the question becomes, what are you willing to accept? Because if you're willing to sit aside and let this go down, you end up becoming what you sit alongside and let go. And that's how people have to look at it. One other thing I want to raise is that people need to check out, Andy spoke to an article that Bob Avakian had written about there's not going to be any normalcy coming back. Well, since then, Bob Avakian has done a statement which was released just this week on the immediate critical situation, the urgent need to drive out this fascist Trump-Pence regime, voting in this election, and the fundamental need for revolution. And I really urge people to go to the website revcom.us, read this statement, critically assimilate it, and act on it. And acting on it encompasses taking up September 5th. Because we have to act to drive this regime out. We have to do it now. That's what puts us in position to possibly succeed in doing that before the election. If we aren't able to do it before the election, it's what puts humanity in the best position to deal with whatever scenario develops around the election, whether that is dealing with Trump claiming the election wasn't illegitimate, if was illegitimate if he lost it, and refusing to leave, whether that's him claiming the right that the law doesn't say he has, but if the law is what Trump says, then you've got a different situation that he can postpone or suspend the election. Whatever happens around the election, you're in the best position possible if there are people in the streets saying Trump Pence out now and that we refuse to accept a fascist America. And then after the election, because Trump says this thing about you may never know, you may be months before you know. And what he's actually saying is, I lose this thing, then I'm going to fight to unlose it, to not allow that to go down. And the question then becomes, what do you think is going to take care of it? Do you think the federal judiciary is going to solve that problem for you? You know, because people in the year 2000 thought the federal judiciary was going to let Florida count its votes to decide who really won the elections. And the federal judiciary says, W is okay with us. George W. Bush can have this election. Florida can't count its votes. Don't think that the federal judiciary is going to become the next thing you think is going to take care of it. Because you actually have to remember how stacked it has become in the last 3.5 years, with, I think, at least 200 judges having been appointed by Trump. And you got a real murderer's row there. You got people who think Brown versus Board of Education, the Supreme Court decision that ended Jim Crow segregation, was wrongly decided. That's some of the judges that Trump put on the bench. So don't look to the federal judiciary. The power that we have is really our power in the streets, taking this in our hands. And we got to start that right now. We have a fine plan for doing that with the September 5th mobilization, building up to that through the conventions and through the Get Your Knee Off Our Necks march that's happening in August. And let's go at that. Let's take it up creatively. And look, as far as the role of artists, the question was posed, should we portray hopeful scenarios or dystopian ones? Both. People actually need to confront where this could end up. It's already a horror, but people need to confront where it could head up. And a way to look at that is just to listen to what the fascist in chief lays out. He's got a wish list, and just like Hitler didn't hide what he was going to do, he actually wrote it in Mein Kampf. He wrote a big book on it in Mein Kampf. Trump's not that kind of literary person, but he does lay out what he wants to do. Allowing this regime to stay in power actually means that those things that people say, why does Trump say that stuff? He can't do that stuff. No, you'll find that those things he can't do, they say he can't do right now, will become the new reality that people will be forced to go along with unless we decide to act to stop it.
Yeah, my name's Paul Street, and I'm a historian and an author and a journalist in Chicago. And I am joining the call for united mass protests demanding the Trump and Pence regime out now, out immediately on September 5th of this year. When I say united mass protests, I mean all groups fighting on various social justice and democracy issues and environmental justice issues in this country. We are not going to achieve a meaningful victory over white supremacism as long as we have a white supremacist fascist president in the White House right now. We are not going to achieve lasting and meaningful victory over and against nativism as long as we have a fascist nativist presidential administration. administration and the White House right now. We are not going to achieve meaningful victories, lasting, sustainable victories over and against sexism in this country as long as we have an explicitly sexist and fascist government in the White House right now. And we're not going to achieve environmental justice and overcome ecocide as long as we have openly eco-fascistic government in the White House right now. So this regime must go. I am aware that there is an election coming about. I hear about it all the time on the television news and in the newspapers and from everybody I talk to. We are, of course, obsessed with the quadrennial electoral extrava again this year, as every 4 years, and the election sucks up all the political energy in the country. It is my belief and the belief of many activists I know now that Donald Trump and his henchmen and his regime pose an existential fascist menace far too great, and a literal existential threat to life on Earth. It is too great to contemplate this regime being allowed to stay in power until January 20th of next year. There's just too much damage that this regime can do between now and then. Look at that. We're at 150,000 deaths. We are projected to be at 300,000 or more deaths by Election Day. And speaking of Election Day, Donald Trump has made it abundantly clear that he is not going to accept the outcome of an election that does not go his way. And he's doing everything he can in his powers, and his powers to mess up this election are considerable. To delay the election, to mess up the election count, his party is going to work for racist and partisan voter suppression all across the country. In other words, we're going to have to take to the streets to force this regime out anyway. The sooner people can take to the streets, get good at taking to the streets, and learning how to confront this regime and to work with other organizations in a united front mass protest movement, the better we're going off to be. We may need a mass protest even to have an election. And we're going to need a mass protest movement in order to have a fair count for the election afterwards. And that's why I really strongly recommend that all of you listening to this reach out across your organizational silos and link up with other people in other organizations. Go to refusefascism.org and start making your plans now to be in the streets en masse in gigantic numbers on September 5th of this year.
That was Paul Street, author of many books, including They Rule, The 1% vs. Democracy, and Carl Dix, one of the initiators of Refuse Fascism. Now that we've made the case for why mass, sustained, nonviolent protests demanding Trump Pence out now need to happen, I want to talk to you for a bit about how you can help organize to make the nationwide day of protests on September 5 happen. First and foremost, there is the need for funds. Refuse Fascism is fueled by volunteers donating their time and energy, but also by individuals contributing whatever amount they are able. Nothing happens without funds. Whether it's the website that we use to coordinate and announce plans, or the email lists, or the flyers and stickers you see broadcasting this demand. When you give to Refuse Fascism, you know that every cent is needed and will count. We need to spread the word about September 5 in a big way, especially through advertising on social media. Invite the people in your life who care about humanity and the planet to join you in donating and help fuel this movement. You can Venmo Refuse-Fascism, Cash App Refuse Fascism. Go to the website refusefascism.org to donate now, or view instructions for making a tax-deductible donation by mail. Second, there is either a protest plan for your area already, or you can call for one. There are a few weeks to go to spread the word, so don't delay. Find out if there's a protest already by visiting refusefascism.org. If you don't see anything planned in your area, get in touch. Soon, there'll be a way to submit your events on the website directly, and we will help you promote your plans. If you've never organized something like this before, know that there are longtime organizers available to help you. Think through the challenges and obstacles to making something like this happen in your area. Be brave, be willing to ask others to help, and you will be surprised. You and others together can do. Call 917-407-1286 or email info@refusefascism.org. Social media is key, of course. Be sure you're following @refusefascism on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And help by sharing articles and posts with your friends and family. We encourage people to reach out to others you aren't already connected to on social media, as many people are outraged by the naked cruelty and white supremacy of this regime and are looking for ways to make meaningful action. Getting the word out in real life matters too. There are also resources on refusefascism.org, including flyers and posters. Print them out and tape them up around places people still go to these days, like grocery stores and laundromats. Ask businesses that are still open to tape up the signs in their windows. Be sure to include the time and place for the protests in your town on the posters. Throughout this month, protests are continuing in most cities, demanding racial justice. We encourage everyone to unite with these protests and raise the demand that Trump-Pence must go now within these movements, letting everyone know where to be on September 5. If you're on the East Coast, be part of the Trump-Pence Out Now contingent in the Get Your Knee Off Our Necks March on Washington, Friday, August 28th. Be sure to let us know if you can make it by filling out the form at refusefascism.org. Remember, there are millions of us who hate the Trump-Pence regime, who hate the white supremacy, the misogyny, the xenophobia. There are people out there looking for a way to act who refuse to accept a fascist America. As Sarah Rourke on refusefascism.org recently wrote, power and only power will determine the outcome here. All other mechanisms will be employed to sanctify it after the fact. I acknowledge this is the exact reverse of how society and democracy are supposed to work, i.e. laws, norms, decency, and reason determine the correct choices, and then power comes in, justified only by its principled submission to the democracy and its people to enforce them. But never mind how things are supposed to work. This is how they presently work. So we have to organize now to bring to bear the one power that we actually have in this equation. People in the streets demanding this regime's ouster. Thanks for listening to Inside Without Now. In the name of humanity, we refuse to accept a fascist America. See you in the streets.